Wednesday presentation. It is a windy Wednesday from Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Ben Lieber, the co-host for the first 2 hours, and I'm Paul Allen. At this time, we are happy to be joined by Ryan.
H-O-F.
We have a Hall of Famer with us.
All right.
Barron High School in Barron, Wisconsin. You just, Lester Bagley, you just joined the Barron High School Hall of Fame, correct?
That is correct.
Well, how did you do that?
They, for community leadership, was not athletic prowess, but it was, it's a nice honor from, the town I grew up in, small town in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And, they get all of our media coverage in the Twin Cities, so they were, excited to see about the stadium development and what's been happening. And,
yeah.
And, so they inducted me into the Barron High School Hall of Fame about 2 weeks ago.
H-O-F.
It's the Barron High School what? So what was the
Barron Bears.
The Barron Bears.
Go Bears.
Were you, in what sport were you a game changer?
I played all the sports. I was not very good in
really?
Many of them. But I played golf, football, baseball, hockey, yeah. Basketball. I played everything.
Look at you.
Yeah. Multi-sport.
So wait a second. So you are Barron Bears, H-O-F. Off
yeah.
What you've done subsequently with the Minnesota Vikings.
Correct.
Not your prowess at BHS.
That is correct. At BHS, it would have been a shocking development
yeah.
if they would have known that I would have been eventually
so how many,
inducted.
So how many previously cool James Dean types from old Barron, Wisconsin, do you want to go back there and say, in your face, you thought I was a tool or a nerd back in high school, and now I'm HOF?
No, it's a great community. I stayed connected to a lot of good friends. We had a very close class, so it was a bunch of my classmates came out, my family, so it's kind of a nice deal. It's not Canton,
yeah.
but it was a nice honor.
How about a 6 preseason game for the Lester Bagley Hall of Fame? Let's add a preseason game.
Lots of Packers fans in that country, but there's a few
yeah.
Vikings in there.
You ever get teased for the team for whom you work?
Yes, they all wear their Packer gear when
they're
I show
happy
up.
For them.
Yeah.
Are they toothless?
It's a great community.
Of course it is,
people.
Lester.
Oh, come on. Easy on.
How many Barron Bears have asked you for tickets for this new stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Not too bad. I've brought
of course
a few
not.
To the two games over the past years. The
yeah.
principal of the high school is a Packer fan, but he's a stadium fan. He's
yeah.
an NFL fan and some of my friends, mostly Packer fans. But, I stay connected. I bring people to games.
Where is Barron, Wisconsin? I hear it's by the Dalles.
It's an hour north and an hour east on Highway 8. So if you go through Forest Lake and Taylor's Falls, Turtle Lake, you will be in Barron in about 2 hours.
Well, it's close enough to be in Minnesota. Why don't they just make the jump?
No, it's a great community, great honor. So stop trying to rip on my honor.
Business at hand. Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President, Public Affairs and Stadium Development for the Minnesota Vikings, but most importantly, Barron High School, H-O-F.
Thank you.
With what you've been through and the laborious effort and laborious nature of getting U.S. Bank Stadium to fruition.
Good work.
And the fact that it's almost here.
Right.
I mean, doesn't it feel weird? I tried to bring this up to Mark, but it took me like 45 seconds to get it out. Isn't it weird when you go through something so long and then it's like here? It feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe. We have not had really a chance to catch our breath because it is home stretch and it is, 40 days, 38 days to ribbon cutting. So there is a ton of work going on. I'm just telling Ben off air. We're grinding hard. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. We got Egan, looking at a groundbreaking out there in the next 30 days. So
sweet.
we've got a lot of energy focused on the Vikings on the off the field work. As well as where we're headed into the new season with the great squad, so there hasn't really been time to stop and smell the roses, if you will. But hopefully we'll have time to celebrate and enjoy the team effort that it took to get to this point.
Yes, sir.
So in this last month plus, we saw the specialists out there yesterday kicking on the new field,
right.
So that we all know that the field's installed, all the big things are installed. What sort of things are in this final home stretch that need to be completed before that first ticketed game?
A lot of the finishes, just a lot of the back, what you don't see. When you walk into the concourse and look at the great bowl and venue and the canvas that you see, it looks complete, but there's a lot of work behind the scenes. Just finishing touches, locker room, concession stands, team store,
home announcer booth.
Polishing up the chrome,
yep.
Gold, and leather, Corinthian leather that you'll be sitting in.
Bean bags, pictures, stuff like that, lava lamps.
Right.
That's awesome. Can't wait to watch the first game late August against San Diego. To many, it's a preseason game.
Right.
But for the tens of thousands going, yours truly, Bursich, Lieber, Coleman, everybody broadcasting in on the Vikings Radio Network. I mean, this is, it's a momentous occasion.
Yeah, it is a preseason game, but it's a noon Sunday game, so it's really a dry run. It's the third preseason game, so the starters will play three quarters. It's the first Viking game in the stadium, so it's going to have that feel like a real deal, and that's the way we're taking it, because we've got a couple weeks later we open up against Green Bay in the regular season, so we got to get some of those bugs out and get in gear and get in motion and get the operations nailed down.
Mr. Bagley, update us please on ticket sales, suite sales, and the ever popular SBLs.
Well, I think that they're going well. They're still a notch ahead of schedule. We're selling. There's some great seats available, but the good news is our fans have responded to the stadium, and I think the other thing, of course, is they've responded to this team. So people are very excited about the Vikings in 2016, and obviously the new stadium is huge. But dial us up, and there's still a couple of seats available. About 1,000, 1,500 left on seat license, but some great seats available.
Sweet. So you mentioned in kind of the things that are going on with you and the organization is you threw in the part about Egan. I think that's now what you guys are transitioning to, buttoning up the new stadium, moving into Egan. What kind of update do you have on that new practice facility there?
Well, we have a hearing, a very, very important hearing in front of the Egan City Council next Tuesday night, June 21, and when we hope to have the development agreement and the business deal done with the city, and then from there, then we move more to the construction side, and we look at groundbreaking. We look at starting to build this state-of-the-art facility. So we're going to actually be into Egan, the construction side, before we're even completed with U.S. Bank. So we're going to have the stadium. So we're going to have two major projects going on at the same time. But we're going to go from the best stadium in the NFL, and our players are going to have the best practice facility and team headquarter operation in the NFL as well. So we're excited about it, but a lot of work to go. But get through the city council on Tuesday, and then we can get into groundbreaking.
Do you guys have a tentative plan right now on the different phases that are going to take place? Because this is going to be a multi-use place with, according to the plans, a convention center sort of deal with hotels and all that stuff, along with the team facility. Is it team facility first, and then what down the road as far as years 1, 2, and 3 and phase 2 and 3?
Yeah, it's 200 acres, so there's a lot of room, and it's a beautiful piece of property. It's very rich and deep. It's got lakes or ponds and lots of green space, lots of trees, so we're going to have a kind of a live, work, play setup there. But, yeah, first and foremost is the team headquarters and practice facility. And once we get that going, we've had some good conversations in our community with business organizations, healthcare, retail. So there's going to be some developments for sure that will follow the team headquarters and practice facility. There's a strong need and in the market for a hotel in that part of the metro, and so that's been on the drawing board as well. Kind of how's that all going to come together? So we've laid out a recommended phase with some corporate office, the hotel, to follow the team headquarters and practice facility. But it also will be determined by the market, what the needs are, what our corporate and other community partners want to see in the space. But it's a hot area. We couldn't be happier than with the choice. Some of our folks are a little nervous about the additional commute from the Southwest Metro, but it's really very convenient to the airport, downtown Minneapolis, downtown St. Paul. So me living in Minneapolis, it's a great straight shot there. But it's an exciting space. It's going to be transform this organization in terms of this community asset and the visibility that it's going to provide for our organization.
Who do you like in the Chelsea FC AC Milan game?
I follow the English Premier League a little bit.
Do you?
So I like Chelsea. And,
did you get any of that Leicester City 5,000 to 1 or whatever it's
called? No, I did not. I did not have any of that. But that was fun to see. Fun to see the upset. But that's going to be the first event at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's going to be on August 3, and there are great tickets available. And we want to ask folks to step up on that because it's the first event in the stadium and the opportunity to see premier soccer talent, and it's going to be a great match, and we're excited about being part of that event as well.
Thank you, HOF.
All right, brother. Thanks, PA.
Thank
HOF.
You.
Thank you, Ben.
Lester Bagley, Barron High School from Wisconsin, Hall of Famer. Nice enough to join the 9 to noon radio show. And when we return, I've been very excited for this segment since we constructed it yesterday. Miss Laura Oakman, a sideline